This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It happened. It didn't happen for the Bulls, but it happened. 1.8% pays off.
Good morning, Mully. Happy Tuesday. Yes, 1.8% paid off for the Dallas Mavericks, who I guess needed a break.
Oh, you know.
I guess they needed a break.
We have so many people texting in that they believe the thing was fixed.
It wasn't fixed.
I know.
But
do you need the NHL to show you the lottery? So
the
you
flip
know
of the coin fixed? Ended up being in the Mavs' favor, and you're oh so close as a Bulls fan, as a Bulls franchise, and it just makes it all the more difficult to process because it's one big collective pile of meh when you're picking 12th.
Well, they'll get a decent player at 12.
Well, they'll get a decent player at 12. You get a transformational player at 1, and that's what the Mavericks are about to draft.
But the NBA owed them one because they made Luka happen. Luka needs to be in L.A. because LeBron's going to retire, and they got to keep the Lakers.
This was all by chance. This was not by design.
No, I'm just reading some of the things.
Yeah, that's kind of silly what people are saying, thinking and suggesting. But the Bulls were that close, and they lose the coin flip. At the time, you shrug. When the news of that came out, that the Bulls lost the coin flip, it was a it was an asterisk at the end of a story. It was an addendum. It was trivia. Meant little.
You're stuck at 1.7 instead of getting 1.8. I mean, what's the difference? Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, the difference was the Mavericks changing their franchise, the Bulls running in place.
How about the Mavericks? I mean, that is so absurd. They traded Luka for Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis. That's what, again, I'm just reading what people
essentially,
are
saying. Essentially, that's what it will amount to.
I know.
You are moving forward with Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg when you had Luka, which was one of the worst trades in NBA history. Now you are in a situation that a lot of people consider they're envious of the situation the Mavericks are in because you have a building block, you have an ability to win now and plan for later. And you got Kyrie Irving coming back from his injury at some point next season. Yeah, you've got your...
And they got Klay Thompson, too.
Klay Thompson? You've got a team. You got a team. You got a more competitive team than the Bulls.
We should do this. This is kind of a guy checks in. Pope Leo let us down. That's my ridiculous hot take.
Well, there was a lot of those.
Who do you blame?
Suggestions going into the
Silver,
going into the draft lottery. The Pope Leo was going to help the Bulls, and Craig Council helped advance that thinking the other night, having a joke. But as you know, as a Bulls historian, not the first time the Bulls have lost a coin flip, and it has historically cost them big.
Magic.
Magic Johnson back in 1979. They lose a coin flip, and he would have been the number one overall pick. Of course.
They wouldn't have Michael.
Thank you. That would have been the case.
That's always been the takeaway.
That's been easier to make that.
Someone better than Cooper Flagg's coming.
So if that makes you feel better about the last time the Bulls lost a big coin flip, what makes you feel better about this one?
It'll be another 5 years, but in 5 years we'll get a decent traffic.
There's just not a lot of buzz around number 12. You'll get a rotational player. I don't know if you get a foundational player, but you'll get somebody that you'll hopefully utilize and rely on next season. But what will the Bulls look like next season? We really don't know. This is going to be...
They got to do something.
They've got to do something. You would hope it's going to be an active summer. It certainly will be less active now.
Right. I mean, at the bare minimum, Vooch, I mean, he doesn't want to be here. He talked about trying to win someplace. The guy's been a good servant. Trade him. Try to get something from him.
You look at what they're looking at in the draft, and if they get a rim protector at 12, then Vooch becomes more expendable. You need to maybe address that position. The Duke kid from South Sudan.
Oh, he'll be gone. I saw him going 7. He's a top 10 pick. And the problem with the South Sudan is, aren't there some like legal issues? I'm sure you can work that out, but
there are some things that need to be addressed with that.
Right,
yeah,
right.
But I do believe that they will work that out before the draft, or at least figure out a way so he can play professional basketball in America.
That kid's like
Kamen Malawak.
Yes.
7'2". He's 20 years old.
Wow.
He will probably develop into a pretty good rim protector in the NBA. Yeah, he's likely to be gone in the top 10. Derek Queen's probably going to be gone in the top 10.
I saw a mock draft from ESPN that had Derek Queen go 11.
That would be the ultimate indignity.
Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be a slap in the face.
For all our plotting,
a
and
punch
planning,
to the gut. However you want to describe it, we've been clamoring for Derek Queen since the since the runner, the buzzer beater in the NCAA tournament.
I think we were on it a week before then.
Yeah,
I think we were on him fairly early.
There'll be other names. One that's going to come up quite a bit, and I think he'll probably be gone too. But you know, just because of the lineage and the pedigree, Kasparis Jakusonis from Illinois.
Right.
The Lithuanian all-purpose player that the Bulls, I think, are going to covet because AK is doing the evaluating.
Right.
There's a link to Madas. There's a link to AK. They love their Lithuanian basketball players over at the United Center.
When I saw he was like 8 or 9, he was going fairly.
But
he was gone.
I think that's probably going to happen.
But he
didn't finish the season strong, and I don't know if that even matters. But remember, he had like 24 turnovers in his last 4 games, and he's young.
He did his part to get to the Bulls.
He did. There are other names, but they're not transformational names. They're not guys who you look at. I don't think Jeremiah Fears is going to drop that far. That's a local kid that would be very exciting. But they've also got a bunch of guards, so you don't really need a guard. The Bulls have to think big man.
Is that the kid from Oklahoma?
He's from Joliet and then Oklahoma.
Porter got him.
They need size. They need athleticism. They need something they don't have in great supply right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they're not likely to get it as much as they would if they would have been drafting in the top 3. So here we go.
No.
There's your summer.
And you know, the more I was listening to all the noise about Giannis Antetokounmpo, there is no chance, no shot on God's earth that he's coming here to try to rebuild with the Bulls.
What did you see that made you so sure?
Just basically every team wants him.
And
that the Bucks have decided, the conspiracy theory there is that they're basically, they've told him, yeah, we'll trade you wherever you want to go. Just pick your team, and we'll make sure we get you there because you were here for 12 years and was such a good servant. And, you know, they're kind of stuck with Dame Lillard. He's making $50 million and won't play next year. So they got to get different, and they're going to try to. So it was just depressing to read all that, you know, he's not thinking I want out of Milwaukee. He's thinking I want to win a title. Where can I do that?
Yeah, I think he's ring chasing.
Yeah.
He was in Chicago over the weekend.
Right.
He was spotted in Chicago over the weekend. I don't know if that will mean anything. He does.
Well, everybody from the NBA was here over the weekend. I'm just saying, like, maybe he was down having meetings with people.
Meeting with teams?
Well, who knows?
Meeting with Greek restaurateurs?
Yeah. That would be great if we thought that's all it took.
I mean, if all it took was some steak in a local restaurant, I mean, he would be more than welcome. It's unlikely. The Bulls are unlikely to get the star that they need and crave and have been lacking. So to the draft it will be, picking 12th, the Mavs number one overall. How would you like to be? Pause for a moment. Last night the Bulls lost. The biggest losers, though, I think, were the people who were the tank advocates.
Right.
Because everybody in Washington, D.C., everybody in Philadelphia, everybody, you look at the draft order and you see what they did in Utah, sacrificing a season, all for the chance to draft first, maybe second, maybe third. And you know what the Wizards fans and the Jazz fans were last night? Empty-handed. No. Bad idea. You tank, you lose. They lost again. So,
yeah,
was it worth it?
I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. Philly at least won a Super Bowl, so they could be happy about something, right? The Jazz, I don't know. Washington, they got Ovechkin's goal-scoring record. I'm just saying. There's nothing going on sports-wise in some places that could really use a lift. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, from an organizational standpoint.
You're right. Yeah, the whole
because nothing the Cubs do affects the Bulls.
No.
You're talking from a sports fan perspective, sports talk radio perspective.
That's what I'm talking
about. But from a sports organization's perspective, when you intentionally design your season, you orchestrate losing.
With
the sole intent
of getting the
number one pick.
And then you come up short.
You want to capture the flag, and you're drafting fifth and sixth in this draft.
Right.
You have totally lost the plot.
You know, fifth and sixth in this draft, you may as well be a 12.
I mean, you might as well be a 12.
Because you may end up getting someone that lands to you. I mean, and I'm not advocating taking another guard, but who's the kid from BYU? He'll be going right around the time the Bulls. He's a 6'9" point guard. I don't know if he can shoot well enough. If he develops a shot, he'd be a good player in the NBA. I'm just saying, you could luck into a player at 12 that might be as good as a guy at 7.
Based on what we know or what you hear, and what we, I guess, see them with our own eyes in the tournament, this draft goes 1, 2, 3 down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's a whole pile between 4 and 15, which might be comparable. You're going to have to do some really good scouting, and it's going to be very subjective.
And you're right. If you had lost as much as those teams had, purposely lost like that, and then you don't get any benefit from it, you would be embittered.
And let's look at what the Bulls did. The Bulls at least tried to win down the final stretch of the season. And you can't – what happened last night with losing the coin flip disqualified anybody from saying the Bulls did it wrong. Because the Bulls tried to win. They lost because of a flip of a coin, not because of where they finished in the standings. They finished the same record as the Dallas Mavericks. They did everything right as an organization, trying to win as many games as they could, because they still were in a position to what? Draft Cooper Flagg had they won a coin flip.
Yeah.
It came down to heads or tails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's it. So all the other stuff, the nonsensical conversations about, well, you know, they shouldn't have beaten whoever on the road this night. Yes, they should have, and they should try next year when they're in the same situation.
Well, I'm going to blame Matas Pouzelis. I think secretly he wanted to be the star, and he didn't want Cooper Flagg. I think that his will overcame
the How about the face numbers. Of the franchise adding a goatee?
Yeah, he looked good for himself. He looked older. He looked older. He was mature.
Is that what he's going for?
Probably.
He still can't order a drink.
I know. He's a young man.
He's not even 21.
That's right.
But he's...
No, they've got him, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But it was weird to just kind of... It was just a... You know, it was so close. It was a coin flip. It was difficult not to kind of fantasize about winning the lotto. You know, you just thought, oh, wouldn't that have been something had that happened.
I feel like the Bulls should have had Derrick Rose represent them.
That's
over
a good
call.
Yeah.
I just think just number one pick, same percentage kind of to get Derrick Rose. It just would have felt better. I'm looking at all the representatives. I'm seeing number one pick. I'm seeing Zion. I'm seeing Hakeem out there. I was like, Derrick Rose should have been out there.
I agree with you totally. That would have been a better solution.
Yep.
Maybe it would have brought him some more luck. Although, who knows? But Derrick Rose would have been a nice choice. Matas looked a little out of place. Like, what's the kid doing here?
It was a little odd.
Couldn't get a babysitter? Okay. I mean, it's like, what? It just. Hakeem being there was cool.
Hakeem, that was amazing. And they asked him a question. He was the first question, and he was like, I didn't know there'd be questions. No, it was just kind of shocking that he didn't seem like he was expecting to be treated as such. And then they kind of asked a few people questions.
He looked as alarmed as he was when he was escorted off the floor trying to celebrate with Houston. me? What? Oh, what a long night for Bulls fans, though. One big pile of meh.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. But, I mean, like, you must have been pleased because you predicted it. You came in with that, like,
I don't
the sky is falling.
I don't get pleasure out of being right on these things. I don't think that.
But we knew it was a long shot. I mean, I don't think we had any, but it was like in the back of your mind, like, come on, one time, come on. What the hell?
815, David, disagree. If the Bulls lost one extra game, they'd be the 11th and won the lottery. Wouldn't have needed a coin flip. You're missing the point.
I did see on Twitter that people were blaming, obviously the most exciting game was the giddy half-court buzzer like win, and they were attacking that game, saying that that was the game that ruined the season or ruined our chances for Cooper Flagg.
What a ridiculous concept.
The whole thing. I mean, the whole thing.
That's how, you know what? The odds of Josh Giddey hitting that shot were like 1.8%. That's what the Bulls needed. That's what the Mavs got.
Yeah.
They got a 47-foot half-court buzzer beater from one of their players.
That 1.8 left them at 1.7, and now they got the 12th pick. Doom, disaster. Hey, I mean, it was fun. I thought it was fun. It was all right. What
the final 6 weeks of the season? Or last night?
Last night.
Oh.
It was all right. I had a good time. I watched it. I didn't expect it to go that way. And then the fact that it came down to Dallas was hysterical just because of Luka and the whole nonsense. And how is it that you know, there's the fans are chanting to fire the guy, and now he lands Cooper Flagg. It was pretty funny.
He's revived. His career's changed.
Oh, my God. He's totally different.
They saved. It's a career saver. Nobody's going to be booing Nico Harrison now.
No. And I mean, you know, all he was doing was following the instructions of ownership. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest about it. But then they...
Well, who would you rather have over the next 5 years?
I think Cooper Flagg is 19. So I think that...
Luka or Cooper Flagg?
Yeah, I think Cooper Flagg is 19 years old. We don't know how good he's going to be or what's going to happen.
Well, that's what I mean.
Him. That's what I'm saying.
You'd rather have Luka?
No, I'd rather have Cooper Flagg. I'd rather have...
Over the next 5 years, yes, in the NBA.
In the next 5 years, he's still going to have Anthony Davis, who is getting older but can still play. They got a few players. And then you figure if he's as good as they think, I mean, you would think over the next 5 years he'll improve every season.
Luka's one of the five best players in the NBA?
I know, but look at their roster. I mean, we'll see. If they land Giannis, then they're going to win another title. But if they land Giannis, someone's got to do an investigation.
That's going to be pretty...
That would be seemingly pretty corrupt. Impossible. Yeah.
I guess I'm just looking at it from the Mavs perspective. If you're a Mavs fan, you're overjoyed this morning. But if you're looking big picture, would you have rather had kept Luka and gone at a title that way or added Cooper Flagg and tried this?
I don't know who asked the question, but someone asked about... You know, the reason they trade Luka is they like complete players. You can play offense and defense. I don't agree with the concept,
there's no justification for trading Luka.
That's what they were. Listen, the justification is that they landed this guy.
there's no rational individual.
I totally agree.
That when they traded Luka Doncic, expected them to be drafting number one.
I believe the guy. What's his name? Who's the guy? The Boston sports guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Bill Simmons?
Bill Simmons said on his podcast, watch, they'll wind up with the number one pick. It's meant to be, he said it the day they did it, they're going to wind up with the number one pick and get Cooper Flagg. I swear to God, I saw a recording of it online.
There's a trend, too, that anytime you trade your star player, there's been like three incidents where that happened, where they end up getting the number one pick. I think... Right. The Pelicans traded Anthony Davis during that time. They got Zion Williamson.
Right.
I think another one, obviously this one now with Luka Doncic, now you got Cooper Flagg. And I think the other one was, I think Chris Paul got traded. And then I think they end up with the number one pick to end up getting Anthony Davis.
Hmm. Yeah, it's pretty wild. I'm not saying that they should never have traded Luka. That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It should never work. But the idea... that then this happened is, if you don't find that amusing, then you're not paying attention.
Oh, it's totally amusing.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great theater. It's tremendous drama. It's NBA-like. And they won it because of a coin flip.
And I don't even know, how good Cooper Flagg is. He looked pretty awesome.
Well, he did.
As a
but
freshman,
what is he?
Right up to the point where he didn't.
Is he an all-NBA first-team player for the next 8 to 10 years? Or is he a guy that's going to be
pretty good? He's the best player coming in the league in a while. Had they pulled off the championship, it would have been the best freshman season in college basketball history. He's only 19.
So it looks
I don't
like
know how good he is.
You mock these drafts, and three Duke players look to be going in the top 10.
It makes you think.
It's not
going
to reflect well on John Shire.
Well, John Shire might not be a great coach, X's and O's, but he certainly can recruit.
He certainly can recruit.
Yeah.
So I think you're deflated in Chicago. You might be ticked off in Utah and Salt Lake City. You might feel even worse in Washington, D.C. But in Dallas, you're like, all right. They got everything now. They get Cooper Flagg. They got Mika Rantanen.
They got George Pickens.
Everything's coming
Paige,
up.
They got Paige, too. They got the number one pick in the WNBA,
too. Oh, that's
too.
Right. They got Paige Beckers.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Yeah.
We don't talk enough WNBA.
Well, what time do you want to talk at WNBA? They had media day yesterday.
Yeah, do it.
Let's see, 7 o'clock? Dustin, can you book Angel Reese?
No, we'll do that, when's their season start?
It starts Saturday.
We'll do it.
Start Saturday.
We'll do it a week from
Name
Sunday.
The coach. Tyler Marsh.
Yeah. I saw a photo with him and his dad. His dad's like the director of operations. Did you see that? His actual father is working for the team too.
Family affair.
It's a family affair.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Haley Van Lith got the deep bench. Courtney Vandersloot's back.
Right.
This guy's for real.
I believe they're having a kid, right? Her and Ellie Quigley. Did you see that? Their first
I didn't
child.
See that.
Yeah. They're having
Where'd you
kid.
See that?
I follow stuff.
You got me. That's pretty impressive.
Yes. Swear to God.
Pretty, you got some pretty good knowledge
I
there.
I may have seen that in the Chicago Tribune, my
really?
Friend. Really? Yeah, you ought to read it.
I do read the Tribune.
Apparently not
still
all
a subscriber.
Of it.
Yeah, I enjoy the Tribune
Did I
most
not
days.
Read that in the Tribune? I thought it was in the Tribune.
Not sure.
Real but, quick, too, just the number 12 pick. Mitch just sent this out. There's a few names that are pretty okay in the NBA that were number 12 picks. One, Jalen Williams, OKC, probably their second best player on that
yeah,
team.
I like
and it. Then... You know, David's favorite, Tyrese Haliburton. He was the number 12 pick. There you go. Maybe we'll have somebody like that.
Lungs.
Maybe. You know what? With our luck, we just get his dad. We get a guy who can't play, but his father can interrupt the game.
Haliburton was the 12th pick. Bulls 12th passed pick. On him.
Patrick Williams.
Yeah, that was a Patrick Williams draft. Wow. You can get a quality player at 12. You can. I think we'll evaluate who is going to be there up until the draft, and they'll get a rotational player. It won't be Cooper Flagg.
No. Yeah, they just, I mean, they're in
and
really.
People are still like, they still believe, like, you lose one more game, they would have had Cooper Flagg. Okay. You want to sacrifice a season for a chance. That's everyone's prerogative. They can view everything glass half empty as much as they would like. I just think last night was a victory for the anti-tank crowd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.